The country of Pakistan, large portions of it at least, are underwater. The United Nations estimates as many as 20 million people have been affected by the recent massive flooding there. And the Secretary General of the UN has urged countries to step up their efforts to send aid and relief in. But less than a third of the aid that was requested by the UN has actually reached Pakistan. We're joined now by Lucia Ennis. She's a regional director for Concern for Asia Worldwide. That's an aid organization that's been working to prepare for disasters and prevent the worst for a number of years. Lucia, is your organization itself supported enough? Have you been getting enough donations to go in and serve the people of Pakistan?
Yes, this is Lucia. I'm on the ground in Shahrazad at the moment. Concern have been operational in Pakistan since 2001, so we've had a presence, so we've been lucky and being able to get directly to the people where the need is great. Access is definitely still a problem. As the floods are heading down south, we're expanding our operation as we go along. So initially we started our work in the northwest in KPK, where I am today, but we've also started a big program in Punjab over the last few days and in Sindh just today. So we're getting our aid distribution very much in emergency phase. So we're just getting some food and non-food items out to the people mostly affected who have lost most of their homes and the land as well.
Well, the United Nations has said that there's a real risk of waterborne illnesses, especially for children. Are you seeing any signs of something like cholera?
I haven't seen cholera, and there's only one official case of cholera being reported. Now, this morning, I was in Shahrazad at mobile clinics that Concern has set up, and 117 children were seen at one of these centres this morning. So mostly what I could see was children with eye infections, scabies, diarrhea, and a lot of the women that were coming with urinary tract infections. Some psychological problems, some of them saying depression. You know, they're so psychologically struck from the damage and trying to cope with the situation. But I think given time, the waterborne diseases will increase. But at the moment, officially, it's only one reported cholera case.
Well, many of these people who've lost their homes, regions that are still underwater, they're now living in temporary camps, temporary housing. Are the conditions there enough to prevent the spread of disease?
I think people are doing their best. What we're trying to do is we're giving out medicines, and our doctors and our teams are trying to instill in people the importance of hygiene and just looking after themselves as best as they can. With the scabies as well, families are taught, you know, in terms of treatment for that, not to share cream and stuff like that with the children. So they're doing the best they can, but given the scale of the situation, it is very difficult. And waterborne diseases and diarrhea and the likewise is spreading quite quickly.
Lucia,
the important thing is to get clean water, to have safe practices, and just that's the most urgent need now, food and water.
Clean water. Lucia Ennis, Regional Director in Asia for the organization Concern Worldwide there in Pakistan right now, working with victims of the massive flooding that's been going on there.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.